Hello, and thank you for listening to Pastor Phil's podcast from W Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. And now, Pastor Phil.
I'm sure that one time or another, all of us have either been lost or have lost something of value. I remember several years ago, Linda and I were spending the weekend at Canyon Lake, and she misplaced her wedding rings. You know, we turned that cabin upside down, but to no avail. We checked outside, the car, and every place we could think of, but we did not find her rings. They were lost. We replaced them and went on with life. 2 years later, Linda pulled a jacket out of her closet, and she found the rings in the jacket pocket. They had been lost, but now they are found. Today we see many people in life that are lost. You know, the Bible talks about the terrible darkness and tragedy of being lost. It's used several times in the Bible. Most Christians can recite John 3:16, which tells us that if we believe in Jesus, we will not perish, but have eternal life. That word perish means you're eternally lost, and there's nothing you or God can do about it. Eternal means forever. In Luke chapter 15, Jesus gives us three stories that relate to being lost. First, he talks about a lost sheep, then a lost coin, and finally about a lost son. The parable about the lost sheep tells us how easy it is to stray away from the shepherd. The parable about the lost coin tells us about the joy in heaven when one lost person repents and accepts Christ as their Savior. And the final parable of the lost son shows God's acceptance and forgiveness of lost sinners no matter what they have done. So, where are you today? Are you lost and in darkness? Have you made some mistakes in your life? No matter where you are in life, Jesus is here for you today. His arms are wide open, waiting for you to invite him in. Will you do that today?
This is Pastor Phil. Thanks for listening.